Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with managing editor Sam Stein. We just had an Oval Office tribute to Dear Leader about his deal with the UK.
I was going to say, it was a tribute. It wasn't a press conference. It was a tribute. Everyone up there was just very happy with Donald Trump's brilliance. Especially.
The important headline here is that, like, basically nothing happened. I mean, like, it's a deal about nothing, essentially. We still have a massive tariff that we didn't have before on the UK.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. So as I read it, we went from 10% to 10%. Is that right? Or the car tariffs went down a little bit, but those are like high, fancy cars. So
here's the outline of the deal, basically. Yeah. For starters, it's tentative. There are a few details that need to be worked out still. Yeah, sure. So we're having a press conference about a deal that isn't done yet. Number two, the 10% tariff is remaining, the kind of blanket 10%.
It was a tough negotiation, painstaking, but they decided that 10% is the number.
We're taking down to 0% though on Rolls-Royce engines. We'll get to that in a second. So 0% tariff on importing Rolls-Royce engines. The UK tariffs on beef were cut to zero. So it's something for our beef farmers who are selling to the UK, which is important because their food is terrible over there. So they should get some American
meat. It's getting a little bit better, I think. But go
ahead. I'm going to be in Manchester in a couple months, so I'll report back. I don't think so. The steel tariff was also reduced. It was at 25% down to 10%. And then there were some promised investments where they're always in promise, blah, blah, blah.
So some progress there, but
I guess, but like we put a 10% tariff on them and then kept it. Like that's basically what happened. We put a 10% tariff on them and kept it. Before we get into the details, I do want to show you, in case you guys thought we were gilding the lily or overstating it, here's Commerce Secretary Howard Nutlick's speech.
I want to make this clear. While Jameson and I worked hard, this was the president's deal. And people think, that's not the way it works. If you got to sit next to him, I have the best deal maker to my left. And if you don't think that we take advantage of him calling the prime minister, getting that deal done, you don't understand who's the president of the United States. So he's the closer. He gets deals done that we could never get done because he understands business. He understands deals. And that's why we're here today.
Wow. Wow. What a speech by Nutlick. Did you see J.D. Vance breaks into a laugh? How do you not? And how could you sit there with a straight face? This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I hadn't heard you use Nutlick before. It's really good. It's really good.
I stole it.
This was the constant, though, because there was one point where, like, whoever the British guy is there was just like, just lauding the president for his like taste in cars, and they're all joking about spending a lot of cash and stuff. It was like a bunch of extremely wealthy men just kind of yucking it up in the Oval.
What a deal. What a closer. He's the closer. He is the closer.
They're making some joke about, you should buy a Rolls Royce now, sir. And he's like opener. I did that with a Tesla.
In an interview today with the Indivisible Crown, they're having a No Kings protest in June 14th. There's a kingly vibe to the whole thing. It's like, we have to, Your Majesty.
A royal court vibe.
Royal court vibe.
He sits around, they kind of like surround him standing, and they all try to impress him.
And the little middlemen in the court like did all the work, but they know they can't get too much credit because you don't want to be, have your head chopped off by the king. So even though you did all the work on this deal that's barely a deal, you then still have to say like, this never could have happened if it wasn't for Trump's bleats. and yeah, the one phone calling made.
How involved was Trump? He probably did nothing. It's just like,
did you see the story about how Melania's not in the White House, so Trump's been taking on the first lady jobs as well? Like, as far as
the thing I thought about curtains. That is that, yeah, if you watch the videos though, of him taking on those traditional responsibilities of the first lady, he takes incredible joy out of it. Like, he loves home decoration, the flagpoles, you know, reseeding the rose garden, putting some patio down, making it look like Mar-a-Lago, the interior design and all the gold. That's like the stuff he really likes to do.
Oh, yeah. So that, though, I think leads then to the question of, like, how much time was there for him to be on to doing these negotiations, the details of the beef, what would the beef rate is? I mean, when he's doing all the curtains, the flagpoles, he's got to send a lot of bleats. He's having press conferences every day. He's golfing. There is limited hours in the day.
He did mention that at one point, because they're talking about Ed Martin, and we don't have to get into this, but he did announce during this that Ed Martin, his nominee for U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, he's pulling the nomination this day after Tom Tillis said he wouldn't support Martin's nomination. And Trump was asked about that, and he was like, well, you know, I could make a phone call and really just, you know, basically tell Tillis to get in line, but I'm so busy with all these countries calling me that I just don't have enough time to make that phone call. So, you know, priorities, I suppose.
Yeah. Eagle Ed, R.I.P. Yeah. On the Rolls Royce thing.
Yeah.
Let's just play a little clip of that.
Sure.
They're going to order a lot of cars.
Mr. President, I wonder whether you'd like to buy.
Oh. I mean, well, the last time this happened, I
would be happy to suggest a discount, obviously a very modest discount.
We have to protect our profit margin.
I've had many of them, actually.
You know, the last time that happened, I ended up buying a Tesla. Yeah. You know?
Again, in normal times, back in the Mitt Romney era, right, this would be the big controversy in 2012. Right. It's like, oh, rich Mitt Romney has put a 0% tariff on the Rolls-Royce engines, but for the rest of you peons who get your allergy medicine from the UK, you're going to pay the 10% tax, but a 0% flat rate for the Rolls-Royce buyers out there.
It was crazy. And yes, it's very, you know, Romney had the famous car elevator problem. I don't know if you remember that one.
Of course I did. I was there.
I was yelling at you, Sam Stein. How many cars does he have? anyways, so yeah.
He has 100 children. Where is he going to put all the kids? Excuse him for having an elevator.
Everyone has a car elevator, Sam, don't you? No, Tim. I think that's how it went. Anyways, yeah, he was in there. He's like talking about all these special cars that the UK has. And like, this was clearly, you know, this was clearly the hook that they got him to do the deal. They're like, sir, think about these Rolls Royces that you could save. And to him, it obviously resonated, but it just felt so detached watching him talk about these fancy cars as if this is some great, you know, market that he's just opened up to the United States when, like, you know, a couple hundred people might buy a Rolls Royce every year. If that, I don't know. Well,
we appreciate our sponsors here, Smalls, the cat food, etc. I'm not quite
Rolls Royce's sponsor.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not quite making Rolls money yet. Maybe some of our viewers or listeners have Rolls money. I'm just saying, a lot of bad news out there in the economy. Great news if you're in the market for a new Rolls. I did just get a text. We are on the market for a tough shed because I don't have a garage. Not only do I not have a car elevator, I don't have a garage. And so, you know, and there's a note from Tough Shed. Prices are going up because of the tariffs.
I'm sorry to hear that. You should have moved before.
Well, no, I got 10 days. So I'm having a family meeting after this. Having a family meeting at the tough shed.
I would recommend, yeah, an outdoor shed is important. Yeah. If you don't have a garage, you got to store that stuff.
You do. Okay. Finally, empty ports.
This was the best.
Let's watch
this.
Let's watch the clip.
Because business has slowed down, as you mentioned, we're seeing as a result, the ports here in the U.S., the traffic has really slowed, and now thousands of dock workers and truck drivers are worried about their jobs.
That means we lose less money. You know, when I see that, that means we lose less money. Look, China was making over $1 trillion, 1.1 trillion, in my opinion. You know, different numbers from 500 billion to $1 trillion or $1.1 trillion. I think it was 1.1 trillion. And frankly, if we didn't do business, we would have been better off. Okay, you understand that. So when you say it slowed down, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Okay, so Trump didn't care. Talk to us about that.
You were talking with, who were you talking with? Dylan Matthews about this? No, someone.
Derek Thompson.
Derek Thompson, yeah. About this sort of degrowth idea as a virtue. And I mean, is this not like the encapsulation of it? It's like, no, we don't want more economic activity because that will make us poor. It's just, you kind of like try to think about it. Like, what is he talking about? We're not going to sell stuff or we're not going to buy stuff. And that, because of that, we're going to have this circular economic enclosed system in which we're all just buying and selling to each other. And so therefore we don't want the ports to be active. And you're sort of thinking like, well, no, because like even the ports themselves are small ecosystems of economic activity. Like we want that stuff to work. But to him, to me, it was like very evident that he's convinced himself that a degrowth agenda is actually virtuous. It's scary stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that he even thinks about it in the context of degrowth. Like, it is degrowth, right?
I think he thinks about it like we need to sell within our own system.
Yes, we need to make our own things, right? So if things aren't coming in,
if they literally on the ocean, like
things aren't coming in, that means that we're going to be creating it here. I don't know how he imagined that happens. I don't think like he doesn't seem like the kind of person that does a lot of building or manufacturing himself with the tiny fingers. But I don't. The idea that this is good. I think the other thing, this to me relates to.
Well, let me just say one thing. One thing. I couldn't help but think of the unions, the port workers unions, who, not the West Coast ones, but the East Coast ones, very, very supportive of Trump. And no one's really checked in on them. And I'm curious how they feel about him saying, well, better not have that activity on the ports.
Sounds like the assignment editor has assigned himself a job.
Probably.
Here's what I think. The interesting thing to me, which obviously we're going to close here because it's about me being right, not you, is that that comment, you pair it with, there was another question to Trump about like that 10% rate, about whether that is going to be standard or whatever. And his response was, it's low. He's like, the 10% is low. He's like, all these other countries that are trying to make deals, they don't have the great Rolls Jaguars that the UK has. So, you know, they might not be able to make as good of a deal. So the number might be higher on tariffs. And I just, you know, again, if I'm a Wall Street person, if I'm an investor, if I'm a business owner who is hoping that this thing, he was just going to come to his senses, like watching a press conference where he's like, empty ports are good, 10% tariff is low, does not indicate to me that there's any relief on that coming anytime soon.
In fact, the opposite, right? Like if the 10% is the base, then we're in for some hurt.
All right. That's a great place to end. Subscribe to the feed. That's Sam Stein. I'm Tim Miller. We'll see you back here soon. Peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.